Soku isika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Nemtwaka zomu se ola mugela emoyeni ngolwesine mhlaka 8 kumfumfu 2020 ngontungamile nkomo endabeni zekuseni lamhlanje bane kuphela ababanje umkhuhlane we-COVID-19 kuleli izolo njalo uyedwa ofunyanwe esepholile.
The American people have witnessed what is the greatest failure of any presidential administration in the history of our country.
President Donald Trump did what no other American president had ever done, and that was he suspended all travel from China, the second largest economy in the world.
Umsekeli kaMongameli weMelika, uMnumzana Mike Pence, lomsekeli kaMnumzana Joe Biden, unkosikazi Kamala Harris, bangqikilene kungxoxompikiswano eqhutshwe izolo bathukana phezu kodaba lomkhuhlane we-COVID-19.
Thina njengabathi asihambile ke ukuyamyamukela ke, hhayi kuyavezakala ukubana ke usesimeni esilungileyo kakhulu.
Umeli weHarare West edale lePhalamende unkosazana Joanna Mamombe uze wakhululwa izolo. Ngakolunye uhlangothi unkosazana Thokozani Khuphe labanye bakhe abe-MDCT bafungiswe ukuba ngamalunga ePhalamende ngemva kokuxotshisa abameli be-MDC Alliance. Zonke lezindaba lezinye ziyalandela. Ugatsha lwezempilakahle luthi kulabantu abane ababanjwe umkhuhlane we-COVID-19 eZimbabwe izolo, loyedwa kuphela otholakale esephephile. Abantu asebehlaselwe yilomkhuhlane selokhu waqhamukayo kuleli sebezinkulungwane phose eziyisishiyangalombili 7,919, kuthi asebesindile sebezinkulungwane eziyisithupha ezilamakhulu phose amahlanu 6,441. Abalokhu begula bedlula inkulungwane eyodwa 1,249, kuthi asebefile bona balokhu bengamakhulu amabili lamatshumi phose amathathu 229. I-Johns Hopkins University ithi emhlabeni jikelele umkhuhlane lo usubulele abantu abedlula kancane isigidi 1,052,247 njalo wahlasela abedlula izigidi ezingamatshumi amathathu lanhlano 35,984,455. Umsekeli kaMongameli weMelika uMnumzana Mike Pence lomsekeli kaMnumzana Joe Biden unkosikazi Kamala Harris bangqikelene izolo kunkulumo mpikiswano yokulungiselela ukhetho efana laleyo enziwe nguMongameli Donald Trump loMnumzana Biden kunsukwana ezedluleyo. UPence loHarris bajukane phezu kwendikimba ezitshiyeneyo ezigoqela umkhuhlane we-COVID-19. Ingxoxompikiswano le yenziwe ngesikhathi uMongameli Trump ephethwe yilumkhuhlane. Usithandekile Mhlanga we-Studio 7 uyalandisa.
Unkosikazi Harris osungule ingxoxo mpikiswano ngokuchothoza uMongameli Trump lomnumzana Pence ngathi ukungatsheli abantu beMelika iqiniso ngomkhuhlane weCOVID-19 kusukela oqhamuka.
The Vice President is the head of the task force and knew on January 28th how serious this was. And then thanks to Bob Woodward, we learned that they knew about it. And then when that was exposed, he said because the president wanted people to remain calm. How calm were you when your kids were sent home from school and you didn't know when they could go back?
Ugcizelele ukuthi uMongameli Trump uyaphambanisa ngokungagqoki imask yokuvikela ukumemetheka kwaleli gcikwane. Njalo kalacebo lokulungisa lolu daba okwenza kube nguhulumende wakuqala owehluleka ngalolu hlobo kumbali yeMelika.
The American people have witnessed what is the greatest failure of any presidential administration in the history of our country.
Kodwa uMnumzana Pence uthe uhulumende wakhe useqhube inhlelo ezifana lokuhlola abantu abaningi leli gcikwane kanye lokuzama ukudinga ijekiseni yevaccine.
From the very first day, President Donald Trump has put the health of America first. Before there were more than 5 cases in the United States, all people who had returned from China. President Donald Trump did what no other American president had ever done. And that was he suspended all travel from China the second.
Umnumzana Pence uphinde wathi uMnumzana Biden wehluleka ukuba lenhlelo izilohlonze engumsekeli kaMongameli ngomnyaka ka-2019.
That decision alone by President Trump bought us invaluable time to stand up the greatest national mobilization since World War II. And I believe it saved hundreds of thousands of American lives.
Unkosikazi Harris unqome uMnumzana Biden ngokuthi inhlelo zakhe zigcile kwezokuthuthukisa abantu abaswelayo, kodwa uMongameli Trump uthuthukisa izinothi.
Joe Biden believes you measure the health and the strength of America's economy based on the health and the strength of the American worker and the American family. On the other hand, you have Donald Trump who measures the strength of the economy based on how rich people are doing.
Kodwa uMnumzana Pence uthi umnotho welizwe sowathuthuka njalo badala imisebenzi eminingi selokho uMongameli Trump wathatha intambo zombuso.
President Trump cut taxes across the board. Despite what Senator Harris says, the average American family of 4 had $2,000 in savings in taxes.
uMnumzana Pence uke wangenela kunkulumo kaNkosikazi Harris engakaqedi lanxa kungabanga lengxabangxoza njengalokho okwenzakala kwingxoxompikiswano edluleyo phakathi kaMongameli Trump loMnumzana Biden ababephazamisana okungapheliyo.
Well, let's get but Susan, this is important.
Susan,
I want to add, but if, Mr. Vice President, I'm speaking.
Bahlafune okunye ukugoqela ukuguquka komkhathi, ubudlelwano lele China lele Russia, ukulwisana lamalwe cacha isimuslim edlulisa amalawulo, kanye lokuphathwa kwabantu abavela kwamanye amazwe, ama-immigrants. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba, sixoxe loMnumzana Mandla Mkhwananzi, ingcwethi ecubungula ezombusazwe, ohlala edolobheni le-Ohio khonapha eMelika.
Ya uKamala Harris usukele ekugcineni. Ya ugcina selemcijo okwedlula uPence.
Ungathini ngempendulo kaMnumzana Pence eyokuthi uMongameli Trump uza kwamukela impumela yokhetho enganqotshwa?
UPence wenze yonke into akade fanele ayenze ukuthi aphakamise uMongameli uPresident Trump, kodwa ke kusobala abantu bayazi ukuthi hayi into akade ikhuluma kazikho. uMongameli Trump uyaziwa ngabantu nje kusobala.
uNkosikazi Harris wenelisile yini ukuzivikela lapho uMnumzana Pence esithi wayengananzi amalungelo abansundu engumchuchisi?
Ye, laphana uKamala Harris hayi angabe kumnqonelile sibili ekugcineni laphana inkulumo kaPence ukuthi ubebophisa abansundu kakhulu ngesikhathi engumchuchisi eCalifornia kakhulu. Lokho kuyaziwa sibili. Angazi ukuthi uzakufihla njani. Kukhanya sibili ngumuntu owayevele i-justice system e-California kayiqondanga, ibile kungaqondanga lakhathesi njenge-justice yonke nje e-America ekuphatheni abansundu.
Kukhangelelwe ukuthi ingxoxompikiswano elandelayo phakathi kaMongameli Trump loMnumzana Biden iqhutshwe kuviki ezayo. Olivalelisayo yimi uSithandekile Mhlanga, ngikhonapha eWashington DC.
Um
umkhokheliwe MDCT unkosazana Thokozani Khuphe labanye bakhe abalichumi lane bafungiswe ukuba ngamalunga ePhalamende leSenethi izolo ngemva kokuxotshisa amalunga eMDC Alliance kumadaleo mabili. Umakhuphe uyivone Musarurwa, uLwazi Sibanda, uJanuary Sawuke, uLindani Moyo, uSipho Mokone loMemory Munochinzwa sebengamalunga edale lePhalamende laphansi iHouse of Assembly kuthi asebengene kudale laphezulu eleSenethi bona babalisa uMnumzana Khalipani Phukeni, uMoli Ndlovu, uThamani Moyo, uGertrude Moyo, Piniel Denga, uChief Ndlovu, uNomalanga Khumalo, loTed Chisoro Chengwe. Eqeda kuthatha isifungo sakhe, uMakhuphe utshele intatheli zindaba ukuthi nguye osekhokela wonke amalunga eMDC ePhalamende okugoqela weMDC Alliance. Umkhokheli weMDC Alliance uMnumzana Nelson Chamisa labanye bakhe bayakusola kakhulu lokhu besithi kuyadanisa ukuthi abantu abanqotsha kukhetho sebengenile ePhalamende ngemva kokuxotshisa amalunga abo. Lanxa abasakhulayo beMDC abahluthunele iMDC isigodlo seHarvest House besithi bafuna amacele omabili akhumisane umlotha, ingcwethi yehlaziya ezombusazwe uMnumzana Efihlela Ncube uthi kaboni kungenzeka lokhu ngoba usumnengi umonakalo osudalekile phakathi kukaChamisa loMakhuphe.
Into ezakalayo impi phakathi kwe-MDC into engafanelanga ngokuba ukulwa kwe-MDC, ukulwa kwe-opposition ikudilika kwayo, ikuqina kwe-ZANU-PF, ikuqina kobusela, ikuqina kwe-corruption, ikuqina kwemgwaqo egcwele ama-potholes, ikudilika kwezibhedlela lezemfundo, ikudilika kwelizwe, ikugcwala kwe-human rights abuses, ngokuba konke lokho kuza kwenzakala as long as i-ZANU-PF ikhona emhlabeni, ngokuba kayila indlela engabusa ngayo engaphila ngayo ngaphandle kwakhona lokho kube. Ngakho ke i-opposition inxa ngabe iphela kuqina ububi, kufanele ke bakuyeke khona lokho abakwenzayo, bayekele impilo yabayilwayo bebodwa, balungise ilizwe, babambisane izandla ukuba kuphele umbuso omubi kangaka, umbuso weZANU-PF.
Bakhona Ncube abathi uChamisa loMakhuphe kumele bahlale phansi bakhulumisane bahlanganise ibandla. Kodwa ngalapho asebefike khona kathesi ubona kungenzeka yini lokho?
Amathubo okukhulumisana ayekhona esikhathini esidlulileyo, kodwa kathesi kuchitheka igazi eliningi kakhulu elepolitiki besilwa bebodwa abe-MDC, akusabonakali-ke ithuba elikhulu ukuthi basengalizuza elokukhulumisana, sebezondana kakhulu, akusela ndlela yokuthi bangahlala phansi njengalokho ababengakwenza ezinyangeni ezidlulileyo. Ngakho-ke kangiboni vele ukuthi kuzaba lokuxoxisana okukhulu, kuzaba yimpi kusiya phambili, besilwa beqinisa impi yabo lokuzondana kwabo lokho esisikubona sekusenzakala. Nxa besilwa besiya phambili bengalungisi, kusho khona ukuthi ZANU-PF iyakholisa ibukele, incedise, ithele iparafini emlilweni lo ukuba kushe yonke into, ithe iphele i-opposition, iphele i-MDC, ngokuba iZANU-PF nxa kusifi MDC, iZANU-PF iyaqina.
UMnumzana Efihlela Ncube yingcwethi kwezombusazwe. Kusenjalo umeli weHarare West edale lePhalamende njalo engowebandla leMDC Alliance unkosazana Joanna Mamombe ukhululwe inkantolo yeHigh Court izolo. UMamombe ubeselamaviki phose amabili eseChikurubi Maximum Prison lapho avalelwa khona inkantolo kaMatshi mhlaka 24 ngenyanga edluleyo, isithi kumele ahlolwe ngodokotela bakahulumende ukuthi ingqondo zakhe zisebenza kuhle na. Igqwetha likaMamombe umnumzana Alec Mutshadeyama utshele inkundla yeZim Life ukuthi umahluli okhulule uMamombe uJustice Esther Muremba usole umantshi owamvalelayo esithi waphambanisa. Sixoxele umkhokeli wabasakhulayo kwe-MDC Alliance umnumzana Gift Ostalos Siziba.
Esikubonile kubana ke uJohana Mamombe obeke esearch group maximum prison ngemva kokuhlukuluzwa ke ngamapolisa lokuhlukunizwa ke la enleyo cembo lokuthiwa yiferethi eyiyo ke eyabathumbayo yabathotsha ke kuvunyelweni ke edale elikhulu ele high court kubana hayi kufanele kubana ke ephiwe ibail behlukanisa ke umumo akiwo lalowo wawukhulunywa ke yinkantolo kamantshi. Lokho esikutholayo ke njengoba thina njengabatsha sihambile ke ukuyamyamukela ke hayi kuyavezakala ukubana ke usesimeni esilungileyo kakhulu, njalo uthi siqhubekele phambili ngomzabalazo wokukhankasela ke ukukhululeka lokukhululwa kwabatshwa elizweni leZimbabwe.
Uthi wayephethwe njani entolongweni kazange ahlukuluzwe yini?
Okokuqala ukungizwise buhlungu ukubana ke uJohana Mamombe wafika kufanele ehlabe ke ijekiseni ehlatshwa abantu ke abalamakhanda singathi ke ezingathathiyo, njengoba ke wayephiwe icala lokuthi kufanele ukuthi ke ekhangelwa ke ngodokotela ukubana hayi izisathatha yini noma usalenkinga mayelana ke lo mumo wesimo wengqondo zakhe. So uthi efika esigrubhi bafuna ukumhlaba ke ijekiseni yababemhlaba besithi kufanele uhlatshwe njengoba wena ingqondo zakho zingasathathi. So uthi ekhuluma ukuthi hayi mina ziyathatha, yikho bathi sesimhlabela khona ukuthi uthi ziyathatha yena ezingasathathi. Lokhu kwamhlupha kakhulu, njalo wayelesimo sokwesaba ukubana ke ukuhlatshwa kwamajekiseni udokotela wakhe engekho usengakwanisa ukuthi ehlatshwe ipoison. Lokho kwaba yinto eyahluphayo kwaze kwahamba amaloya ke labazali bakhe lathi ukuthi silungisise indaba yokubana ke ehlatshwe ngudokotela wakhe, njalo ehlatshwe ephiwe amaphilisi ayazakalayo. Hayi khona ukuthi amaphilisi athathwa efake phakathi kwethisha kutshwe ukuthi ngangiphiwe amaphilisi ephakathi kwethisha engakwazi yiwo yini okufanele ukuthi wanathe noma kayisiyo.
Lenelisile yini ukumxoxela ngakho konke okwenzakeleyo phakathi kwe-MDCT le-MDC Alliance ngesikhathi evalelwe, njalo uthini ngakho?
Yes, sixoxe kakhulu simphake ukubana hayi wena ungekho usejele njengabatsha sangena ke-Harvest House sikhona sizafuna ukuthi la efike ezobona umsebenzi wabatsha nesimo eselizweni ukubana uThokozani Gube usengeniswe ePalamente esithi yena ngweke osenguye okhokhela i-opposition kodwa sikwazi ukuthi yena ibandla lakhe elemdct langena kumba ngazwenza wathula ke amavoti ayingcosana kodwa namuhla usethiwa nguye omkhulu umkhulu womuntu ke owe-opposition nguye ama-members of parliament esephiwe. Simtshele ukuthi wena kathesi sokuba into yephalamenti uye wipha ngothokozani kuphe kube yindaba emhlekise kakhulu kodwa imzisa ubuhlungu ukubana kathi mina sengingawipha ngikhuphe njani njengoba mina ngahamba kukhetho ngilo mongameli wami kodwa hhayi kuthiwa mina umongameli wami sengikhuphe. Hhayi uyavumelana lathi ukubana kufanele kukhululwe uhlelo lokubana ke siye defender ke amavoti ethu okhetho luka-2018.
Umnumzana Gift Ostalos Siziba ngomkhokheli wabasakhulayo kubandla le-MDC Alliance. Ukhansila kaWard 1 kobulawayo umnumzana Mlandu Ncube ukhethwe izolo ukuba ngumsekeli kameya waleli dolobho umnumzana Solomon Mguni. Unqobe unqobe ukhansila kaWard 17 unkosazana Sikhululekile Moyo. Isikhundla lesi sivuleke ngemva kokususwa kukamnumzana Tinashe Kambarami yena osanda kuxotshiswa libandla le-MDCT lamanye amakhansila. Sixoxele Ncube yena othi uzimisele ukusebenzela izakhamizi zakoBulawayo.
Ngisebenzisana le lamanye ama-councillors ngitsholo sodolobha umguni le-management ye-council. Sizazama ngendlela yethu yonke ukubana amanzi la ayenyama endlovu okumele abuke asheshe aphangise ukuze abantu bakoBulawayo bezuze amanzi okunatha. Njalo sizazama indaba yokukhangela la amabhawuza ayewadilivela amanzi ukuthi mhlawumbe singathola amanye amaningi ukuze abantu bengahlali izikhathi ezide emalayinini amanzi.
Udaba lwamanzi lolu luyahlupha mpela, izakhamizi ziyakhala. Kodwa ngokubona kwakho Ncube, ukuze luqedwe lolu dubo kuyini okumele kwenziwe?
Udaba lokuthi sithole sibili sixazululo esikhulu esamanzi akoBulawayo nodaba olokuthi kuqedwe udaba lwedamu leGwayishangane. Kodwa njengoba sibona imovement yakhona ukuthi ivele iphansi, akula kuphangisa ekwenzweni kwaleli damu, kusho ukuthi kuzathatha isikhathi eside ukubana siluqede lolu daba. Kodwa kwakathesi sesithembele khona lapho ukuthi izinwa icede ngokuphangisa ukulungisa amabholo asenyama endlovu ukuze sizame ukupampa abantu benathi. So ngidiza kamiza kwaBulawayo njengomunicipality sibhizi ukukhangela ukubana yiziphi indlela ezibizathiwa ish ngama short term solutions that we can manage for now. La ma long term, ilong term iyona leyi eGwayishangane dam ukubana sifuqa uhulumende ngendlela ephakemeyo ukubana aliqedele lo damu kuzantu bakwaBulawayo benathi. Kodwa siyabonga ngoba ensukwini ezimbili ezidluleyo sike samukela izulu, siyathemba ukubana liyana liza kunanjalo esigabeni seMathebeleland South lapho kulamadamu wethu abantu bezuza amanzi.
Ikhomishini ekhangelane lokulwisa inkohlakalo sizwa kuthiwa iphakathi kokuphenya imisebenzi yenkohlakalo kukhansili yakoBulawayo. Kukhona ongathanda ukukutsho yini phezu kwalolu daba?
Hhayi, lolu daba angeke ngitsho lutho ngoba bona abaphenyayo baphezu kwalo, sizezwa bengaqeda ukuphenya.
Umnumzana Mlantu Ncube ngomsekeli kameya wakoBulawayo. Selikubonile na okusemaphephandabeni namuhla. Inkundla yeNew Zimbabwe ithi umthethwandaba weHigh Court unqume izolo ukuthi umasipala weHarare kumele avule amakliniki angamachumi amane lambili awavale kunyanga ezisanda kwedlula. Inkundla yesayithi yona ivika ukuba ibandla leMDC Alliance lithi uhulumende kumele esule isinqumo sakhe sokuvimba ukuqhutshwa kokhetho lwama-by-elections obelumele lwenziwe mhlaka 5 kuMpalakazi. Soko isikhathi seno balaleli, lapho esilipha khona ithuba lokutsho iloba yini okusenhliziyweni zenu.
Basaza bahle, yebo basaza sithu 7 zwanini. Into engicela kakhulu kubomama baka 12 ekhezi ngapha, ngicela khona bafinyeza amarugwe obaba ethu amasokisi kambe lawo baphi ukuvumela ezinye izinto ezingaqondanga. Hayi bo, abantu abake beyala okurongo bathe singakhangela uzokuthiwa uhulumende akasiniki lutho, uhulumende akasiniki lutho. Befuna ukugcona uhulumende kamnangakho ongala problem, umnangakho uyaletha ukudla. Hayi bo, ake sitshintshe ukwenza. Ngiyakhumbula isikhathi nxa sesisenkundleni umye ubaba wayedinga ubhango wathi ummeli ungaqondanga akhitshwe, laba sokukhanikhwa solobumenemene. Ha, asike sitshintshe ukwenza abantu bakithi ngoba lizwe leli ngelethu, singabeloku sigcola uhulumende. Hey uhulumende, hey uhulumende, kanti uhulumende unika abantu inhlanyelo nasi inhlambeni lelima, kodwa abantu bachaya imali sebesenza ibhizinisi ngenhlanyelo kahulumende. Hayi bo, hayi bo, abantu betshintshe ukwenza. Ngiyabonga.
Ngithanda ukwenzela nabantwana bakababa umhlaba wonke. Happy, happy birthday baba, happy birthday. Kuzalwa kwethe founder of church yababa Juan Wemasowe in Africa, uzelwe ngo 1914 mhla ka 1 October.
He was here on 13 September, wabekwa mhlaka 28 September. Intemba umhlaba wonke uyakwazi lokho emabhukwini sikhona. Sithi ababa Johane wemasowe. Ngiyazi ngesimo sikhona kufanele sithakazele sindawonye kodwa kwehlule. Intemba sizayibamba emabandleni amalanga wona lamathathu sijabulela ukuzalwa kwenkosi yethu. Ngiyalibonga lonke ngosekelo lwenu maapostoli kababa uJohane wemasowe. Kipile, happy birthday, Baba. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, Baba. Siyabonga, moving with your MP, Etaduga.
Sanibonani bantu bakithi linjani ngezindawo ngezindawo. Siyabona lihlazo lenzakala elizweni. Hayi izwi lakithi liphelile, izimbaku iphelile bantu bakithi. Ilizwe angeke lilungiswe ngumnangagwa. Ilizwe ngeke livuswe ezanuphefu. Kanti ilizwe libulewe ngobani? And laba bantu bezanuphefu ngamagovu kakhulu, ngamagovu, govu, govu. Kambe abantu abakade baluthi ilizwe lamanje lokho besalitshontsha. And ngalitshela ngathi laba aso bantu bangavusa ilizwe. Bakhohlakale kakhulu abantu bezanuphefu lapho. And ilizwe ngeke belivuse laba bantu laba ngendlela. Abalobugovu ngakhona ngendlela abatshontsha ngakhona ngendlela abahlukumeza abantu ngakhona angeke betshintshe laba izizwe zabo ezimbi sebeze bebulelele mfundo imfundo ifile uyali kubhadala ababalisi imali ukuthatha yonke efake endlini zakhe imali batshontsha yonke amagovu la ayilanga amagovu la mani okokuthi kube ngayisho isikhathi sokuthi nga ucabanga ukuvusa ilizwe manje ucabanga into ezingenangqondo kuphela abantu bayahlupheka siphele ezima abantu babulawa yindlala kodwa imali bayilutha yonke labo mthuli incwe labo siphatheleni imali igcwele ukusiphatheleni la kuyumnangabo kanti kabasuthi ngani abantu abakade balamba batshontsha ilizwe liphelile anti yiwo umnangagwa labezanu phefu
ngiyakhuluma komnawo kulowo wezikolo kwabothisha labantwana othisha balelungelo kokuthi bahlala lo msebenzi ngcodi ikhulu abalithola lincane njalo abazali akuhambisa abantwana esikolo kuyafana nalokudlala nje ncodi abantwana bathona bezidlalela bewodwa bazaphinda buye bathathe lowo mkhuhlameni wokuvikelwayo ezikolo lapho ngisengisiya-ke enasa enasa-ke ngicela ukuthi ngabantu enasa bake bakhangise ikholo lamapensini yabo ncodi ngibona abafela rasi bathole kuyimali okuncane ingane ngu-16 yona ithukela yithiwa ithengwa nge-17 yona ithukela ithengwa ngemali ephinde kabili kuyona leyo mali ithukela lapha i-2 kg yethukela ezimbabwe ithengwa nge-250 kodwa yona iyabe hola 60 ungakhangela impu ma uthengi i-50 kg la ithuma 2000 kambe shuwa bangaphila njani abantu ngendlela enjalo ngibona ngani kungcono abenasa bazama iplani ukuthi abantu laba bathole okungcono
bobe kungabalaleli beStudio 7 abasithumele imilayezo yabo ngeWhatsApp lawe mlaleli uyenelisa ukusithumela owakho umbiko kunombolo ezithi 001 202 465 0318. Sizigqibeke ezekuseni ngezivela kwamanye amazwe. Inhloko kahulumende weJordan isisukile esihlalweni ngesikhathi kulungiselelwa ukhetho lwamalunga edale lephalamende ngenyanga ezayo. Umthethwandaba wakwele Kenya usufumane abesilisa ababili belecala lokuphatheka kudaba lokubulawa kwabantu abangamajomi phose ayisikhombisa 67 eWestgate Mall kulelo lizwe ngo-2013. Ukuziphetha ezekuseni sikhangele ebezihamba phambili. Bane kuphela ababanjwe umkhuhlane we-COVID-19 eZimbabwe izolo njalo uyedwa ofunyanwe esepholile. Umsekeli kamongameli weMelika uMnumzana Mike Pence lomsekeli kaMnumzana Joe Biden unkosikazi Kamala Harris bangqikilene kungxoxompikiswano yokulungiselela ukhetho eqhutshwe izolo bachukana phezu kodaba lomkhuhlane we-COVID-19. Umeli we Harare West yedale lePhalamende uJoana Mamombe uze wakhululwa inkantolo izolo. Ngakolunye uhlangothi uNkosazana Thokozani Khuphe labanye bakhe abe-MDCT abalitshumilane sebefungiswe ukuba ngamalunga ePhalamende ngemva kokuxotshisa abameli be-MDC Alliance. Kwanele Mthwakazi likhumbule zikhona ezakusihlwa ngo-7:30. Asibeni sonke kweze kuseni njalo kusasa ngo-6:30. Olivalelisayo nguNtungameli Nkomo.